the other women tell Trump, "It must be suck to be you." Today is International Women's Day, a day celebrated not only in former Soviet countries, Europe, but all over the world, including the United States of America. There are other women, many see as not women, and who have to fight to be allowed to become women. History of International Women's Day. Learn about the history of International Women's Day, its campaign themes, and why all activity is valid. That's what makes IWD inclusive. The day U.S. President Donald Trump was inaugurated, he issued an executive order stating that the federal government recognizes only two sexes, male and female. That led the State Department to eliminate the X gender as an option and to suspend its policy allowing transgender, intersex and non-binary people to update the sex field of their passports. Today, transgender travelers may have their passport confiscated upon arrival in the U.S. and forced to change gender. This also applies to transgender women having to become a male and won't be able to obtain an American passport again, showing the way they feel, the way they dress, and documenting who they are. In addition, the U.S. President Trump declared war on the transgender community in the United States, resulting in open discrimination, making transgender travelers feel unsafe and unwelcome when exploring the United States. Nell Smith, a prominent former writer for eTurbo News who is part of this community, has her message to President Trump for International Women's Day. eTurboNews.com. I'm getting furious at politics trying to police my humanity. I am not an object, not a fetish, and I have every right to exist as much as you do. My humanity belongs to no one but me. I have risked everything for a chance to live as genuine as I am today. This has brought me tremendous joy and true happiness. You do not get to decide what this means to me. You are not my judge. I am not yours. Stop judging me as if you own me. You can try to hurt me, but you will never win because I have already won. I can claim that I have lived my truth for at least one day. Your actions tell your truth. It must suck to be you. In a social media post, she added, "Take my passport, take my life. They will never take Nell Isabel." Trump's passport policy leaves trans, intersex Americans in the lurch. President Trump's executive order that the federal government recognizes only two sexes, male and female, is disrupting the lives of some trans, non-binary and intersex people applying for passports.